What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, Kyoto, on the show. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah. So my name is Kyoto. I'm a DJ based out of Boston. I go by JD, just, you know, the alias, you know what I'm saying, the Bruce Wayne. and I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. I think this will be year 8, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm getting there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the seniority is starting to really hit me. Like, it's close. But yeah, no, I started off at UMass Boston, which is a community college out here in Boston and whatnot. And the parties were good, but it just, the ones that we went to, my friends and I, it was just always lacking something. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were dancing, but it was just, you know, very sporadic. It was just, you know what I'm saying? So it got to a point where we kind of just stepped in and were just like, do you mind if we take over? So as any DJ has ever started, we literally had a laptop and a couple windows on, you know, YouTube, and we just started flipping through them. And, you know, it's just snowball effects. It just got to that point where people were just like, hey, like, I like that party you did. So you're like, you want to come next weekend to what, you know, whatever, whatever. And, you know, it was great. It was great. And it was one of those things where where I'm at now, I honestly did not intend. I'll be 100% honest with you, man. When we started, it was just one of those things where it's just like, yeah, let's do it for the thrills. Let's do it for the whatever and all this. Just like, you know, materialistic things. You know what I'm saying? But it got to a point where it's like the love, you really started to love what you did. And it just became more of a purpose. And you know what I'm saying? The development started.
I love it, man. No, that's a super nice introduction, man. 8 years in the game and you've learned a lot throughout that journey. It seemed very organic. You kind of just jumped in, served a need and a purpose, and you grew to love that purpose of helping and supporting people through your music and DJing, man. So yeah, I would love to jump in, you know, from that introduction, kind of where did it go from there? You started in the college days and then you were doing these parties and events. So you just kind of wanted to do it better than what was out there. But how did it progress from there? It seems like you had some friends that were also DJing with you as well. Talk to me about that early journey and kind of where it went from there.
Yes, absolutely. So first and foremost, shout out DJ Mike Lamb. So him and I, we, like I mentioned, started out at UMass Boston, just using a laptop. And, you know, once it got to that point where we were literally every week, we had a couple things going on. It just got to a point where, you know, he was just like, let's just buy equipment. Like, why are we, what's holding us back? And it was just like, all right, cool. Like, let's do it. So funny enough, I actually started off as a hype man. So I actually did not start off as a DJ. I was just literally his hype man. Or if we had an artist that was performing, I kind of was, you know, their hype man. So DJing wasn't really in my interest at the beginning, but it just got to a point where I started filling in for him when he needed to go to the bathroom or like whatever was going on. So, you know, again, the development, the love, it grew over time. So yeah, man. It's great. I definitely will say patience has definitely been one of those things where you learn it as time goes by, for sure. Like through the trial and errors and the mistakes that you make and whatnot, you definitely learn about patience. And the sooner you learn about it, the easier this gets, 100%, for sure. I can definitely say that.
That's really good advice. And just like anything new in life or anything that you're trying to do and accomplish, you have to iterate and improve over time. Trial and error is very important, but it's what you do with those trials and errors that really determine what way you go. A lot of people join the DJ route. They try to become DJs and those trials hit them and they don't bounce back and learn from them. They kind of take it as a loss and not really as a learning lesson. And it seemed like you had a lot of learning lessons in your journey. So what we're going to do is a commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to jump into some of those learning lessons. Okay. And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother, Keyote.
Hey.
We're super excited to be hearing your story, man. We want to learn about your lessons over the past 8 years as a DJ, man. We use this podcast to share your story in the purpose of helping other DJs in their journey so they can learn from your mistakes and the things that you've learned so they can have an easier path in their journey. So talk to me about some of the things that you learned throughout those 8 years of DJing and how you've progressed some of those learning lessons that can help other DJs in their journey.
Oh, absolutely. So like I mentioned before, patience is definitely one of the top ones for sure. Once you learn to realize that not everything's going to come to you when you want it, and you got to work towards it and do those small baby steps, things become a lot easier for sure.
Oh man. So I'm not going to become a rock star DJ overnight.
Yeah, I know. It's just one of those dreams that just, you just see it in people's faces when they realize, like, man, like, you got a long way to go before you start, like, rocking Tomorrowland and all that stuff. Like, that just leads into the next one. Actually, I was going to mention, just be humble for sure. Like, you got to stay humble. Like, no matter what's going on, just know that, like, you're just a human on earth, entertaining people, bringing joy. That's all that should matter, you know? Everything else, it comes with it, but like that should be the main focus, because that's, at least for me, that's what you're supposed to, you know, do this for, you know what I'm saying? For the people. So, and then, man, I feel like I'm missing one. I would definitely say, honestly, courage, or at least taking that leap of faith, because there's going to be a lot of those times where it's just like, should I go up and talk to that promoter? Should I go up to that owner and be like, who I am? And, you know, it's a lot of that, because again, none of that comes to you. You know, there's 1,000 DJs out there in one city alone doing the same thing you're doing. So it's like, you gotta be that person to take initiative. 100% for sure. Cause you lose a lot of opportunities if you don't.
Yeah, man. I love it, man. Because, you know, you have to put yourself out there. You have to network. You have to build relationships, because in this business, it's really about who you know and the connections you have. A lot of the gigs, a lot of opportunities come from referrals. And if people don't know who you are, if you don't have those relationships and connections, you're not going to get the referrals. You're not going to get booked to do the shows, to be at the party. And, you know, you have to figure out ways to organically build that relationship. So what are some of the ways that you were able to kind of put yourself out there and build those relationships? So now people are calling you back for gigs and to, you know, cover for people when they can't make it and such like that. Talk to me a little bit about how you went about those early introductions to gig opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. support, like just literally going out to another DJ's event, or maybe a promoter that you want to talk to go out to their event, and just, you know, go out there and show that like you're interested in what they're doing, and not just for them to pay you and just, you know, that's it. Like, that's how things start to grow. And that's, again, one thing that I learned, like, you know, you got to start talking to people on a level of not just business, but just like, you know, hey, how was vacation, or like, you know, stuff like that. Cause again, you don't know until you do it, that leap of faith, 100%. Like, I know I keep going back to it, but it's one of those things where it's so freeing once you take that jump. Like, it really is.
Yeah. And can be scary when you're trying to make that leap, especially if you're, you know, trying to transition into full-time DJing, where this is your bread and butter and what puts food on your table. You know, where are you in your journey? Are you full-time, part-time, or how do you kind of see your DJing career at this time?
Yeah. So honestly, right now I would say DJing is definitely part-time. So I actually have an entertainment company with Mike and a couple of our buddies. We're a collective of DJs and producers. And essentially, we have our own studio. So we've been doing a lot of recording sessions, photo shoots, music videos. I do a lot of the A&R work for the entertainment company. So I would say the majority of my time goes to that stuff. So yeah, DJing is definitely part-time right now, which I definitely want to change now that things are opening up. So that's definitely changing soon for sure.
Awesome. But that shows that, you know, you're well-rounded in the entertainment space, because, you know, DJing is just another component of entertainment. Yeah. So I love that, you know, on your other side of it, you're still in the space meeting clients and meeting people that you could potentially work with for your DJing. So that's super excited that you're working in adjacent fields, regardless of what you're doing. Talk to me a little bit about your work with A&R and like, what does that actually mean, so that people can understand, you know, what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I deal essentially with the artist relations. So anything that has to do communication wise, questions or anything like that with the artists or clients that we're working with, they essentially would come to me. I have in my arsenal, I guess, IG, our, you know, website, email, all that stuff. So essentially any way of communication essentially would go through me. So a lot of the time, if you reach out, it's going to be myself that's going to be talking to you. So yeah, it's a lot of that. If there's an event, a lot of the event coordination. So, you know, making sure everything goes right, everything's good, everybody's good and all that stuff. So yeah, it's a little bit of everything, but it's great. It's such a thrill.
That's dope, brother. Yeah, no, I love it, man. It sounds like you're having fun with what you're doing and, yeah, you know, mixing it and weaving it into your DJing. So that's super exciting, brother. I think that you have a well-rounded experience in the entertainment space, and that's going to be super helpful in all fields that you're trying to pursue. So keep it up, man. You know, over this time, you've built a strong brand with Quixote. So talk to me a little bit about how that name came about and what it means to you.
Yeah. So Quixote is very, very old, and it was actually around even before I started DJing. So back in the day, you know, teenagers, I was pretty much the nice guy, very chivalrous. You know, I didn't really do like those one night stands and all that stuff. And I got picked on a lot for it from my buddies. So it just kind of came out of nowhere where my friend, he's an English major. So you mentioned an old, I think it's 15th century Spanish novel, Don Quixote. And it's essentially that. It's a chivalrous guy. And he's, you know, he goes through all this lengths and loops and stuff for women. And it's just, yeah. So it's just one of those things where once I started DJing, I was just like, hey, like, I'm just going to keep it. I'm just going to roll with it. And yeah, it's been working. And I don't plan on changing it anytime soon. And it's one of those things where it's got sentimental value because it didn't come from me. It came from my friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's great. It's awesome.
I love it, man. Super organic. And you kind of just roll with it and that name stuck and you're able to build a brand around it. You know, when you're doing your DJing, how do you kind of integrate that name or that kind of same passion and feel and just kind of chivalrous that you have into your DJing? Does that kind of shine through the way you play your music and you kind of do your performance and sets? Or is it kind of just like an alter ego from who you are? Like, how do you kind of relate it to your actual craft of your music if you have kind of some type of way to explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to Quixote, I would definitely say that it's, oh man, as of right now, definitely you're just gonna expect just raw energy. Primarily right now, I would say I am a dubstep DJ. So bass head through and through for sure. So, you know, it's gonna be loud, it's gonna be in your face, it's gonna be very just, you know. But on the other hand, I am very nice. I, to this day, have, I think maybe once or twice, declined a request from somebody that I was, you know, doing an event for at the club or whatever. Because it's just like, I don't know, for me, I just I can't say no. It's the, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of the best of both sides of the name Quixote and whatnot. Because, yeah, I like it. I like it.
I love it, man. Great job. And thank you for sharing your story. Cause like I said, you know, your stories are what's very helpful to other DJs in the game. So they can see you as a mentor, someone that has done it already, and they can have experience from just learning and listening to your story, man. You know, what are some things that you've done to kind of progress and improve on your journey? Do you have any mentors in your life that kind of helped you in your DJ journey, kind of show you the ropes, or what was the way of you to go about kind of mentorship and learning?
Yeah. So when it came to learning and just, you know, getting the fundamentals down and everything, I actually learned from DJ Mike Lamb, my buddy. So he started off first doing the DJing and whatnot. And essentially just from watching him every night. And just, you know, filling in here and there. It's how I learned. Like that's, you know, exactly how I learned until I was able to, you know, save enough to get my own equipment so I could do, you know, do it at home and, you know, do it more often. So yeah, that's essentially how I got to where I am now. And it's funny because a lot of people just look at me sideways because just like you watch somebody else do it. Like that's how you learned. It's just like, yeah, like I'm a very visual person. When I learn, like if I'm seeing it, it's way easier for me to just absorb it and just, you know, do whatever I need to do. It was just one of those things where I watched it and I was like, all right, bet. Let me try it.
That's great, man. You're a quick learner. You just jumped right into it. I think that's the most important, just having the willingness to take risk and to jump into things, even when you don't know what's going on. You know, you're just excited to just learn and be a part of the experience. We have a few people that's on the live stream that has commented and asked some questions. So we have Ryan Sullivan from LinkedIn. He says, 6 years in for me, man. Love it, guys. He had no idea what he was doing in the beginning. So definitely respect and appreciate sharing that. And I think that it's super important to understand that when you're jumping into something new, almost everyone does not know what they're doing. So you just be in love with the learning process and learn along the way and just be eager to learn as much as you can and as quickly as possible, because that helps you move faster. You know, DJing and starting new in this industry can be tough and a lot of DJs don't make it. Did you ever have a time in your journey where you felt like quitting? And if you did, you know, what did you do to kind of get out of those rough times?
I did. I don't think it will ever leave my head, but yeah, it was a club event in Boston, and it just, anything bad that you could think of that could happen, there it happened. And it just, yeah, it was just one of those nights. And, you know, it really broke me down mentally. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it was just one of those things where it's just like, damn, like reality kind of just gave me a slap across the face. But it was also one of those opportunities where it's just like, you got to learn from your mistakes and learn from what exactly happened and just make sure that like it does not happen again, or at least you figure it out so you can learn how to get over whatever it is that happened. And that's exactly what I did. It was myself and, you know, Mike, and we just literally, we got in the car and we just sat there and it was just like dead silence for a good 10 seconds. And we just both kind of knew like, we got to do better. Like, we have to.
Yeah, man. If you can help us understand a little bit about what happened, so that way DJs listening could not make the same mistakes, kind of learn from the things that happened in that situation. You know, what was the problem? And then how did you go about kind of rectifying or learning from that problem?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first I would definitely say preparation. To be completely honest, was not prepared at all. I had equipment that I was bringing in. They already had equipment. And yeah, it was a struggle to figure out if I could use my equipment or I had to use theirs. And it just ended up getting to a point where it's just like, you're wasting enough time, like to use ours. And it's just like, all right. So it was that. And yeah, it was just preparation for sure. Like, be prepared, research the place that you're doing 100%, like recap videos, social media pages, whatever it is. Check it out, see what kind of vibe they usually do during the weeks and whatnot. And definitely, obviously, the day that you're going to be playing, just to see like what kind of stuff they play. Because some places don't have a set thing that they play. Each day may be different. So, you know, it definitely research 100%. That's another one for sure.
Yeah, man. No, thank you for sharing that and being open to telling the story. Because, you know, a lot of time people think, oh, is everything sweet? Everything's easy. You just go in and do it. But you do need to be prepared. You do need to do your homework. In college, a lesson or quote I learned was prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. And ooh, it's super important that, you know, you prepare or you will have performance that is subpar and will not be good for your audience, good for the people you're working with, and good for your brand. And I know that was a learning lesson from you that you were able to recover from, but also use it to make sure that you're prepared for events in the future. But thank you for sharing that. It's super important because those things can put you in a bad spot. And if you don't let it, you know, be something that helps you grow, you'll let it be something that retracts you from moving forward. So I'm glad that you took the approach of, hey, let me learn from this lesson and just be more prepared for future events. And that kind of just kept you going forward. Like I said, a lot of DJs do not make it, and there's various reasons why they don't make it. But if you're learning from every DJ set or every opportunity you have to play, you will make it far as long as you keep your head up and don't give up. So we're here for you. The club's here for you. Kiyote is here. I'm here. And you have people that are here to help and support you, whatever stage you are in your DJ journey. And that's why we're here with the podcast. That's why we're here with our apps and the things that we're trying to do for the DJ community, man. You know, I'd love for you to highlight, you know, what is the most important thing you think DJ should be focused on right now? We're in 2021 and things are opening back up. How can people best position themselves to be prepared to elevate their business right now as we get back open into things?
Oh, for sure. I mean, as I'm assuming everybody knows, May 29th, like it's this week, it's a couple days away. And I would definitely say the biggest thing that I like can give out is every bar, every venue that you may have in your city, reach out, because you never know. Like, they may not have had music or entertainment before, but things are different now, you know? They've struggled through the pandemic, obviously, because of the limitations and restrictions. So a lot of places are trying any and everything to get people in the door. So whether that be music, you know, it's you'd never know until you try. Like I, for one, I've picked up a couple spots just literally just by calling. Hey, so, you know, I saw you guys used to have entertainment. Was wondering if you're still doing it, you know? Just interested if I could, you know, help you out. Oh, yeah. Send us your information. And, you know, they get back. Cool. If not, that's one of those things where you just got to, you know, step back, deep breath, and just next one. Because, again, a city, a town, there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity out there. So it's just, you definitely got to keep your head up, like you said before.
Yes, sir. There's definitely a lot of opportunity out there, and just making sure that you're putting yourself out there to capture those opportunities is super important, because if you don't speak up, those opportunities are not going to come your way. So definitely appreciate you putting that out there and giving that reminder to DJs. So, hey, you got to put in the work, you got to meet people, you got to network, and you got to put yourself out there in order to get those gigs. And who knows, that one gig or that one opportunity might lead to several other opportunities. So definitely just give it your all, give it your best, and treat it like a business. You know what I mean? Like the difference when people are treating DJing as a hobby and when they're treating it as a business. When you treat it as a business, you got to always look for your next opportunity, because that's how you keep growing and keep maturing in your DJ business. So super excited to have you here. Learning a lot from this interview, man, and your energy is great. It's really inspiring to hear, just kind of, you've been 8 years in the game. You have such love for DJing that you continue to go and do it and continue to grow in your business, man. You know, I would love to hear, you know, what's one thing that you know now as a DJ that you wish you knew when you were first getting started?
I would definitely say the biggest thing that if I could tell myself when I first started, network, definitely network. Where we ended up starting off, a lot of other people that are in the game with us started off in the same area. And it was just one of those things where we didn't communicate really. We talked here and there, but it wasn't a thing of just like, hey, like you do what I do, like, what's up? So it's just a lot of lost opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Obviously things worked out differently and it, you know, it worked out, but like, I definitely for sure, like I could see myself doing a lot more things and things being a lot different. If, like I said, just reaching out, networking for sure.
I heard of people who said it multiple times on an interview, network and put yourself out there. It's key. And it helps you learn, helps you grow, it helps you build your network, and opportunities just start coming to you after you have put in the early work. And thank you, man. We wouldn't have connected if you weren't putting yourself out there and allowing us to communicate and get on this call together. I would love for you to highlight, you know, some of the things that you're focused on now, and how could myself, the club, our community, and our listeners help and support you?
So right now, like I just mentioned earlier, I'm really starting to try to get back into, you know, DJing for sure. Events, club events, anything like that. I have an EDM show. It's a radio show, online radio show. It's called Rave Wave Wednesdays. I do it with Mike. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's literally nothing but EDM, a lot of house, dubstep, just a little bit of everything. And we try to highlight different DJs from around the world, and it's been such a great experience meeting different people from different areas of the globe, because, you know, it's, again, network. I don't know how many times, like, we network for sure. Yeah. Because recently I would definitely say networking the networking that I've done has definitely helped with a lot of things that are going on in my career when it comes to this next coming up month. And I'm so glad that I did. So yeah, anybody who's listening, network.
Nice. Like, and we're about to jump into our lightning round, but before we do that, do you have any hacks or tricks or tips to networking? Anything that you do that kind of makes it easier? Because some people don't really know the approach. Do you just walk up to people randomly or randomly DM, or do you have a particular reason to network with people? How do you go about that in a very tactical way so people can apply it?
Yeah. So if you're doing in-person stuff, I definitely like to do just, you know, small talk. Like if you don't know the person, definitely like introduce yourself. Hey, how's it going? I know that you do this, especially if it's another DJ or if it's a promoter, or if it's somebody that you're trying to work with, you know, just let them know like, hey, I'm a DJ. I know who you are. I know what you do. I would love to see how we can maybe, you know, work together, whether it's, you know, maybe I could help you out with some promotion, you know, build that trust, build that relationship, you know what I'm saying? And then get into, hey, you know, I'm also into DJing. So if you need somebody to do an opening gig, or if you need somebody to do a gig in general, like, let me help you out. So yeah, definitely. Like I would definitely say that would be the perfect way. At least that's for me, at least. I like communicating. I like talking to people. So that was definitely the easiest approach for me, for sure.
Yeah, man. Great advice. Super simple. Just do small talk and work your way up into the relationship. Don't go jumping in and say, hey, book me today. Like, no, I don't know you. I'm not going to engage with you on that. You have to earn the trust and build that relationship, and then opportunities will come. It's so smart and really great. And when you break it down so simply, anyone can really jump in and do this if they have the ambition, if they have the motivation, and they have the willingness to go and do that and invest in themselves and invest in their DJ career. So thank you, man. Sure. This has been really great, man. We're going to jump right into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Ooh, okay. So as of right now, because actually next month I'm getting a new laptop, but I have an HP laptop. I have a Pioneer DDJ SR2, but at the studio, I work with the DDJ SRT1000. And then speakers, JBLs. I'm not honestly quite sure which ones, but they are JBLs. And then standard mic. I do have a couple wireless ones, lights. The best thing I think is definitely the strobe light for sure. And then also a smoke machine. So yeah.
Who's your favorite DJ?
That's a really hard question. I would say right now I'm listening to a lot of Lit Lords. They're I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're based out of Texas. They're a dubstep duo. They do a lot of producing, but they do a lot of DJing too as well. I've been listening to a lot of them recently, so I would definitely say Lit Lords.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
Probably the first time I performed at the Middle East, which essentially, when it comes to Boston, that's one of the, I wouldn't say top five, but it's pretty close to, like, you know, well-known venues over there. A lot of celebrities have come through there. A lot of performers, artists, and all that stuff have gone through there. So being able to not only perform there, but host my own event there was definitely probably one of my favorites. Not gonna lie, I damn near cried. Because it's just one of those things, you know, all that work, it just kind of just culminated to that moment where it's just like I just rented out the Middle East, and I have people here dancing, and you know, people are enjoying themselves, and like it was such a good night.
Name a nightclub or venue that you highly recommend people checking out, either in your city or just anywhere you like.
I would say if you're coming to Boston, definitely Royale. If you're into EDM, is definitely the spot to go for sure. If you're into hip hop, I would say go to Encore. That's a good one. And then New Hampshire wise, Jewel Nightclub. That's another good one too as well.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Less copyright. Less copyright, man. So as of right now, I am actually slightly banned on Instagram. So I can't use any mainstream music. They only limit me to the generic stuff, which is fine. So whatever. But yeah, definitely the copyright stuff, because I'm hearing now even Twitch is really hammering down on people. So it's just they're closing the circle more and more. So it's, again, like I mentioned before with our other conversations, you know, stuff like this is what's really going to help, you know, us keep going, when sooner or later those copyrights and those restrictions are going to get too much to use those big name sites. So we're going to need to go somewhere. So again, I want to thank you, man, for getting this started and just, you know, starting the network. Like, thank literally.
Hey, that's why we built the club, man. We're really trying to build an app for DJs that are able to pay out the royalties and allow people to stream with no copyright issues. And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to shout out the team. So DJ Mike Lamb, Keys, DJ Larry D, and then Tavi. So, yeah, that's the QNC team, QNC Entertainment. That's us. So yeah, definitely shout out to them, and I would definitely love to have them talk to you and stuff like that. So I'll send them your link. I got you, brother.
Awesome, man. We're looking forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ that wants to be on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Yeah. So if you're looking for me social media wise, at Kyote the DJ on Instagram. Honestly, actually, pretty much everywhere. Kyote the DJ. And then if you're looking for any recording sessions or live events, I do have a studio, and we're based out of Quincy. So if you're in the Quincy area, feel free to shoot me a DM. We do free tours and consolations. So if you just want to check the space out, sit down and, you know, talk details, we do that for free, and we do that with any and everything. So yeah.
Awesome, brother. Hey, this was an amazing interview. I really love talking to you, man. Really great insight, really great gems that you dropped for DJs that are trying to make it in this industry. Everyone check out my brother, Kyote J.D. Knight. He is an amazing brother that is really doing great in the DJ industry and the entertainment space in general. So really appreciate your time with us today and wish you the best of luck. And we want to support you in your journey as a DJ and everything else you're doing in the nightlife and entertainment space. So thank you, brother. Looking forward to working with you going forward from here with the club.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you for having me. And honestly, again, thank you for creating this and whatnot, and just, you know, letting us DJs do our thing and whatnot. So definitely more from you and I, definitely, because I want to see this grow. So thank you, man.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.